Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. It's Elder Angelique Lawrence coming to you with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know Truth Finders is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our truth in Christ Jesus. Now, today I want to acknowledge our international listeners today. Brazil, UK, Yemen, yeah, we hear you, amen. And we want our brothers and sisters in India to know that we're praying for them, amen. Be encouraged. Now, listen, I need you to go get your pen and your paper and your Bible as we get ready to get started and dig into the Word of God. And while you're doing that, amen, I want to let you know that Truth Finders Live is coming. Every first Sunday of the month, we'll be getting together to be encouraged in the Lord. More details are to come soon. And if you want to follow us, amen, as we set that up, amen, go to our Facebook page, amen, Perfecting Love Outreach Ministries, amen. You can get comments, questions. You can get episodes of Truth Finders there. You can email us. You can send us a message. Let us know about things you want to talk about here on Truth Finders, amen. We're a community, amen. We are a fellow Truth Finders seeking the truth in Christ Jesus. So by now you should have your pen, your paper, and your Bible, and we're going to get started into the Word of God. Let's start off with the prayer. Hallelujah. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship you in the beauty of holiness on today. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. We thank and praise you that we actually let you come into this study, Lord God. You let us decrease and you increase, Lord God, because we understand it's not by might or power, but it's by your Spirit that the Lord of hosts. So, Holy Spirit, you move on today, Lord God. You give us exactly what we need in the season we need it, when we need it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Holy Spirit, we ask you just to come in and just have your way. Sweep through us, by us, Lord God. Do the things that you want to do, Lord God. We know your word is living and active and sharper than a double-edged sword on today, Lord God. We know your word is true, Lord God. So we thank you that you have given us your word, Lord God. Your word, which, hallelujah, that is your son, Jesus, that you are Lord and Savior. So, Holy Spirit, we just bless you. Now, you have your way, Lord God. You touch us in the inward parts, Lord God. You give us the revelation we need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might on today, Lord God. Now, Holy Spirit, we just thank you, hallelujah. We bless and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah. God bless you, fellow truth finders. Amen. And as we always start off with a quick synopsis of what we talked about last time we were together. Amen. Last time we talked about return unto me. And we talked about how a lot of times religion or a lot of times our mindset to keep us from returning back to Christ. But the thing I love about Christ, he said, look, as far as the east is from the west, so far as I forgive you for your sins. Amen. And a lot of times we separate ourselves from God. But the good thing about Christ, we separate ourselves from him, but he never separates himself from us. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you, amen. And he said, my word won't return to you void, but it accomplished every single thing we set it out to do. And so we talked about how no matter what you do, he said, no matter what you do, if you made a mistake, if you got lifted up in pride, or if you just got in a place of tribulations and trials, but you just thought you had no way to go, you can always come back into the loving arms of Christ. He's there for you. That's why he came and shed his blood for you. So you always have a place. The Lord is a strong tower. The righteous shall run in and be safe every time. And so if you want to listen to that in its entirety, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen to the whole message there. You can also go to our Facebook page and click on it, and you can listen to that in its entirety. But on today, fellow truth finders, we want to talk about gaining strength in Christ Jesus. And our scripture is coming from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13. 2 Thessalonians, New Testament, chapter 3, verse 13. And it says, "But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing." Sometimes the adversary comes, and this is, sometimes we just feel like everything around us is so much. It's too much. I can't go on. It's just too much. I'm tired. I'm weary. I don't know what to do. When we look at weary, it's to be tired, washed out, ready to collapse. Like, I just can't go on anymore. I just don't understand. But here's the thing you have to realize. The adversary comes to get you to a place where you think you're tired. That's his job. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And what I found with people, he will make people so tired and weary, they don't even want to go forth. So let's turn over. And so today we're going to look at gaining our strength in Christ. Let's go over to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. Let's flip over there right quick, fellow truth finders. Proverbs, right after Psalms for our new saints. Proverbs chapter 24, and we're going to look at verse 10. Because we're going to get to the root of the problem. Why am I weary? Why am I always tired? Why do I feel like I just can't go on? I don't understand. I feel like I'm doing everything the best that I can, but for some reason, I get to a place where I just feel weary, like I just can't go on. So let's look at Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10 says, "If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small." So the root of the problem is you need more strength. Like I said earlier, the adversary will have you think that you should rest, you should lay down, you should throw in the towel. But God is going to show us how to gain strength to fight the good fight of faith. We're not weary, amen. We're not falling back, but we're coming forward, amen. God came us to give us a weapon against the adversary that we learned earlier in Matthew, that he didn't come to give us peace, but he came to give us a sword. So when any time you feel like you're weary, you need to increase your strength because God gave you everything you need. Hallelujah. We don't lay in. We don't throw in the towel. We don't give up. But he said, no, I will come in and give you what you need to get to that next level so you can know how to move. Amen. So the first thing we do to gain our strength in Christ Jesus when we're feeling weary and tired is speak strength. Let's look at Joel. Amen. Prophet Joel, Old Testament. Amen. One of the minor prophets. Amen. Joel chapter 3. Verse 10, Joel chapter 3, verse 10 says this. It says, "Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong." We've learned this a couple of times, our truth finders. We speak life into every situation and circumstance in our life. And so when we're going through and the adversary is trying to lay us down and suppress us and make us think we're weary and tired, a lot of times we say, oh, I'm tired. I'm tired. We're speaking that thing into existence. We're speaking that thing into the atmosphere. And so now we're always weary and tired, and we don't know what to do. But what Joel say, let the weak say I'm strong. I don't care how I feel. I need to speak what I need to see manifested in my life. So I'm like, I'm strong. I don't care how I feel. I don't know. I don't care, even care the things that I'm thinking. I am strong in Christ Jesus. I am strong in the Lord. That's why Joel said, let the weak say I'm strong. Don't speak, don't get into that feeling, but go doing what you know in Christ Jesus to do. Speak life. Hallelujah. Let's look at Ezekiel. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 37. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 37. This is a very familiar scripture, but I want you to see how this is going to help you in gaining your strength and speaking strength. Amen. I'm going to read this 1 through 14 for you, and we're going to go through it. I'm going to read the thing in its entirety so you can hear the word of God. 37 says this, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry bones." Amen. "And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy," which means speak, "upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. and I will lay sinews, which are muscles, upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews, the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy, speak unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as commanded me, and the breath came unto them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off. We are cut off for our part. Amen. And so we see here, and I'm not going to read all the way down for the sake of time. Amen. But we see the Lord told Ezekiel, speak to the bones. Speak to some dead situations. Speak to everything. We've talked about that here on Truth Finders. You can go back and listen to that one, speak to it. But he said, look, you don't nothing in your atmosphere. What we talked about earlier, that God made us in his likeness and image. And we are small g gods. And so he speaks everything on this earth into existence. We have that ability once we're filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Once we're back in that position that God put us in, like he put Adam in the garden, once we get back to that position, hallelujah, that we believe Jesus Christ and we're Holy Ghost filled, now we have the ability to speak life. And so when we talk about being strengthened, when we talk about we feel like we can't go on, speak to it. Don't say I'm tired. Say I am. He said, Joel say that the weak say I'm strong. When you feel like you can't go on, say, no, I'm going on in Jesus' name. Amen. Number two, and we're talking about gaining strength in Christ. Number two, praise produces strength. When you look at the Old Testament, most of the battles, when you look at the children of Israel, when the walls of Jericho come down, it was nothing that they did but praise God. Amen. When we look at some of the kings and how God sent them out to destroy areas, he said, Let the praises go in front of you. Let the praises go up, and I'll fight your battle. Amen. Let's look at Psalms. Psalms 22 and 3. Let's get over there. Psalms 22 and 3 says this. Psalms chapter 22, verse 3. It says, but thou art holy, O that thou inhabit the praises of Israel. When we look at the praises of Israel, we're talking about the praises of God's people. Amen. The Bible says he inhabits in the midst of the praises of his people. And so when you start praising God, he has no choice but to show up. Oh, my children are praising me. Oh my, let me go see what they need. And just like your kids, when your kids start calling your name, you show up. And that's the same thing we do. When you, hallelujah, get in the place, you start praising God, God will show up. Hallelujah. He will come into the atmosphere and say, what you need, my child? What you need, my daughter? What you need, my son? And that's where you get your strength. Let's look at Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. Amen. And if you need more time, you can go back and rewind this and listen to it. You can also reach out to me. Amen. If you need these scriptures, but I need you to see this, fellow truth finder. I need you to see how God is moving for you, how God can give you strength. Amen. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And this is an awesome scripture. It says, and it came to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken away off of thy shoulders and his yoke from off of thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Well, the word anointing means God's presence. Amen. God's presence. The Bible says here it's the anointing that removes the burdens and destroys the yoke. Burdens are those heavy things, those things that weigh down on you, those things of the world that keep, those cares of the world that keep trying to suppress you. Those yokes are those things that attach themselves to you to try to keep you from going forward. But the praises of God, when you start praising God, he's going to show up. And then once he shows up, hallelujah, he's going to start lifting those things that you think you can't handle, those things that you say, Lord, hallelujah, you said you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear, but this is a lot, God. Who do you think I am? But God said, no, if you just praise me, I'll come in and I'll do the work. And so when we talked about gaining strength in Christ, first we said speak strength. You got to speak it first. You got to speak it to him and say, I'm strong. I don't care how I feel. I am not tired. I am not weary. Number two, we said you have to praise God. Praise produces strength. Because when you start praising God, he shows up and he strengthens you. Number three, Ephesians chapter 3:16. Let's get over there. New Testament, Ephesians, hallelujah, chapter 3, verse 6. And we're going to flip over there, and I'm going to get over there, and so we can read that. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 says that that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. And so the third thing for you to gain strength, just ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, strengthen me. He's going to give it to you. He said that you will be granted you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, your spirit man. When you say, Holy Ghost, strengthen me. Holy Ghost, come in and help me. Hallelujah. He's going to show up. And we've been saying this a lot. What a God we serve. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? All you have to do is call him and say, Lord, I need strength. He shows up. He shows up. Amen. The fourth thing, hallelujah, we want to talk about on how to gain your strength in Christ, let's look at Psalms. Let's go back over to Psalms. Psalms 103, 103rd division of Psalms. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 103rd division of Psalms. And we're going to read 2 through 6. 103rd division of Psalms, verses 2 through 6. You can write that down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're talking about gaining our strength in Christ Jesus. 2 through 6 says, Psalms 103, 2 through 6 says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgeth for all that are oppressed. Amen. The fourth thing we do, hallelujah, to gain strength in Christ Jesus, we encourage ourselves in the Lord. We encourage ourselves in all the things he did. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, every time I think of the goodness and all that he's done, my soul cries out, hallelujah. If he doesn't do anything else, every time my mind goes back and remember what he's done in the past, and I keep saying, well, he did it before, he's going to do it again, amen, as I keep pressing forward, hallelujah, he's been so good to me. Even areas when I thought, hallelujah, that I wasn't going to make it, he showed up. So sure enough, hallelujah, if he did it in the past, he'll turn around and do it to you once again. What a mighty God we serve. Like we said earlier, he'll never leave you or forsake you. And so since we know that promises of God is yes and amen, today, hallelujah, we have to understand that even when we're feeling down, even when we're feeling weary, all we have to go back and recall those things he's done in the past, when he saved you, when he healed us, when he delivered us, when he set us free, hallelujah. It's just even the little things, waking us up, clothing us in our right mind, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we think about things like we have lost no one to the grave, our children are still alive, our parents are still alive. There's so many things you can go back and say, you know what, God, I might be feeling weary now. And this is what Paul was talking about at Thessalonians. He said, don't be weary in well-doing. You're going to reap if you faint not. You're going to get to a place, hallelujah, where when you just think, you know God is faithful. Hallelujah. The heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God is faithful. God is faithful. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. If he did it before, surely he'll do it again. And we have to always recall that in our mind that God is still working the will and the do for his good pleasure in our life. And so whenever we feel like we're getting tired, that we can't go on, we just want to roll over and die, understand this. God is with you. He is Emmanuel, the God that is with us. Amen. Let's turn over, hallelujah, to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, amen. Very familiar scripture, amen. Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31. This is one of my favorite scriptures, fellow truth finders. It says, "Has I not known, has I not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faineth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." The fifth way to gain your strength in Christ, wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good. Like we just said earlier, he'll never leave you or forsake you. So sometimes you get in a place that you feel like you're weary, you don't know what to do. But God says to us, stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Wait on him. I'll come in. I love you. I'm not going to have you, hallelujah, in a place, hallelujah, that you're not able to praise my name. Hallelujah. If you just step back, hallelujah, and say, I'm waiting on the Lord. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how I feel. I'm just going to wait on the Lord. Watch this. The Holy Spirit, and enough of us, hallelujah, who Holy Ghost feel, hallelujah, believers will tell you, the Holy Ghost will sweep in like a mighty rushing wind, and he has strengthened us. And like the word just said, he'll renew you like eagles. You'll be flying. He said, hallelujah. He said, his people, hallelujah, the Lord don't faint and he's not weary. Amen. He don't, hallelujah. There's no searching of his understanding. He said, all I'm waiting for you to do is give up on you so I can step in and show them that I'm God. And besides me, there is no other. I'm just waiting on you to give up on doing it your way and let me come in and swoop in like the superhero that I am and come in and just gird you up like an eagle. Amen? Amen. Let's look at Zechariah. Hallelujah. I hope this is blessing you all, Truth Finders. I know a lot of times when it comes to the saints, and we talked about this before here on Truth Finders, when it comes to the saints, a lot of times, you know, God told us to stand in Ephesians, but a lot of times we're not standing, we're just holding on. But God is trying to equip us to tell us, look, let me show you how to gain your strength. Let me show you how to get in a place, hallelujah, that you're not always reacting to what's happening, but you're standing straight forward and upright and say, I know my God. And the word of God said, if you know your God, you will do great exploits. The enemy will keep trying to come in like a flood, and he'll keep lifting up a standard against them. And so God is saying to us, look, let me teach you how to get back to that place of strength. It's not that you're tired. You're not tired. Hallelujah. It's that you just need your strength renewed. And so when we look at Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Get over there, fellow truth finders. Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 says this. It says, "Then answered and spake unto me, saying, This the word of the Lord said to Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." And so when God, when you're going through a very, hallelujah, season, a lot of times we're in a place where we're trying to work it out. We're trying to figure it out. We're trying to line it up. We're trying to get it right. And a lot of times we just wear ourselves out. And the adversary says, see, you can't do this. God ain't with you. But God says, all I'm waiting for you to do is understand, it's not by your might, and it's not by your power, but it's by my spirit. Hallelujah. It's by my spirit. Hallelujah. Give up, hallelujah, those things that you know to do. Give up those things, hallelujah, that you learned to do. And let me be God in your life, and you be my people. Let me, hallelujah, come in and have the glory out of your life. Because at the end of the day, it's always about God's glory. Everything he does on this earth is about God getting the glory. And so when you go through things, he wants you to be a testimony. Hallelujah. As the Bible says in Revelation, we overcome him being the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. And as we get through these trials, tribulations, and situations, as we, hallelujah, as we jump over these hurdles that the adversary keep trying to send to us, we will grow from faith to faith, from glory to glory, hallelujah, God's glory. Your faith is going faith to faith. You have more faith, and his glory is being manifested in the earth. So now when they look at you, they say, I know there is a God, hallelujah, because I've seen you struggle. I've seen you be tired, and out of nowhere, you just were strengthened. Out of nowhere, you just stood up, and you can say to them, no, it was my God. It was the Holy Spirit. Spirit that came in like a mighty rushing wind. It was my God who stepped in. Hallelujah. It wasn't by my might and it wasn't by my power that did this thing, but it was by God's Spirit. And that's going to cause someone to say, well, what, hallelujah, what must I do, hallelujah, to serve the God that you're serving, that no matter what you're going through, he is still with you. He's not asking you to give up stuff for him, hallelujah, but he died for me. We serve a God that died for us, hallelujah, that came, loved us so much that he died for us. And he came, hallelujah, even when we didn't know we needed saving, he came and saved us, hallelujah. And so now he's saying to me, let me be the God in your life. Hallelujah. Let me take over. Let me take the wheel and drive. Hallelujah. Because not only that, this thing will be so easy. But not only that, hallelujah, hallelujah, that I'll get the glory at every situation and circumstance in your life. Amen. So now let's look at Philippians. This is our last scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your last scripture, fellow truth finders, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Now you have a new confession. Hallelujah. Now you got a new confession. You didn't praise God. You start speaking life in your situation. Hallelujah. You went through a place where you were just believing God. You're waiting on God. Hallelujah. You start encouraging yourself. You start thinking of the goodness and all that he's done. Hallelujah. Now your confession is this. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says this. Brethren, I count not myself to have already apprehended. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. It says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So now your confidence is in Christ. Your strength comes from Christ. Everything you need is wrapped up in Christ. Hallelujah. And so now you have a new confession. You're saying, I can do all things. I can do all things in Christ. Hallelujah. He's that strengthens me. So everything I go forward in, every time I need to move forward, everything that I need to do, I can do it in Christ Jesus, and I'm always strengthened. Hallelujah. It's not going to be hard. Hallelujah. It's not going to be a place where I'm going to have to get weary. It's not going to be a place that hurts me. Hallelujah. But I'm understanding this. I can, hallelujah, all things, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus. Amen. So, fellow truth finders, I hope this helped you. Amen. Hallelujah. Go back and get those scriptures. If you're feeling weary, hallelujah. If you need someone to pray for you, just reach out. Send us a comment. Hallelujah. Message us on Facebook at Perfecting Love Outreach Ministries. Hallelujah. And we can pray for you. You can be strengthened in Christ so you can do the things that God is calling you to do, that you can be in a place, hallelujah, at the end of this journey. Not only when you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You know, hallelujah, you won't be in a place where he says, well done, my good and faithful servant. But he's saying, hallelujah, the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but it's he that endures to the end. He gave you everything you need to endure to the end. Amen. God bless you all. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Truth Finders. Share with somebody. Every episode is not for everybody. Amen. But every episode is for somebody. Amen. So I want you to share the word of God with somebody. Love them enough to give them the truth and let the truth make them free on today. Hallelujah. God bless you all and have an awesome, awesome day. Hallelujah.